This is Akashvani, the news read by Pallavi Manchanda. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge P. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes for the Vice Presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. Rajya Sabha Secretary General informed that the election for the post of Vice President was held in a free, fair and orderly manner. The election took place after the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, citing health reasons. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has resigned amid widespread violent protests across the country. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire, demanding accountability for the deaths during the protests yesterday. Meanwhile, Nepal's President Ram Chandr Paudal has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure a peaceful solution of the adverse situation. Issuing a press statement this evening, President Paudal appealed to the Gen Z representatives and all others to hold talks on the demands raised by the citizens in a democracy for a peaceful resolution. Nepali Army has issued a heartfelt appeal to all the citizens for their help under the title regarding the deployment of other security agencies, including the Nepalese Army. The Army has expressed its commitment to control the situation for the safety of Nepali people from 10 p.m. today. Press statement mentions that taking unfair advantage of the current situation, some groups are doing excessive damage, looting and arson to civilians and public property. So the Nepali Army once again requests to refrain from such activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a financial assistance of 1600 crore rupees for the flood affected Punjab in addition to 12,000 crore rupees already in the state's kitty. There will be advance release of the second installment of SDRF and PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the seriously injured in the floods and natural calamity. He said the children orphaned due to these floods will be extended comprehensive support under the PM Cares for Children scheme. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the flood, landslide and heavy rain-affected areas of Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged the steel industry to boost self-reliance, adopt the Swadeshi ethos and reduce import dependence. Addressing the sixth edition of the ISA Steel Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal emphasized that steel is the backbone of India's growth story. By focusing on self-sufficiency, the Indian steel industry can protect its long-term viability and strengthen the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. He informed the audience that the government is actively negotiating free trade agreements with several countries, which will open new avenues for the Indian steel sector in international markets. Multiple explosions shook Doha on September 9, 2025, in what Israel confirmed was a targeted airstrike against senior Hamas leaders. The Israel Defense Forces and the Shin Bet Security Agency acknowledged responsibility, marking the first known Israeli military action in Qatari soil. The 17th edition of the Asia Cup cricket tournament began today, with Afghanistan setting a target of 189 runs against Hong Kong in the opening match held in Abu Dhabi. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs with the help of 73-run knock by Sadiqullah Atal and a quick half-century by Azmatullah Omarzai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.